Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 26 and a half weeks, and that's over half a year, since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I am always asking myself, what do I know? I know that I'm writing this to you right now and speaking with you from Josie and Murphy's house. I know I've never been closer to my daughter. And I've never been closer to my God. Is that a coincidence? And I would say no. I know that I've seen God's miracles on this journey. And I know that one of the greatest miracles of all is that I can see His miracles now. They are around us. They are there. We just have to have our eyes opened so that we can witness them. I know that coming up tomorrow, I will witness, Lord willing, my daughter laying down her chemo bag and ringing that bell. And I have never been so humbled, never been so awed about the power and the might and the glory of our God. Amen. I know Josie will have a PET scan Tuesday at 7 a.m. And the following Tuesday, I think, will be an MRI. Both to reveal her to be cancer-free. Amen. I know that Josie will be 42 on Wednesday, January 29th. And the growth that I have seen in the past 6 months of this journey that God has taken her on, and that she has willingly and incredibly embraced all that she was given, all of it, not cherry picking just a good moment and then just bemoaning or woe is me, but fully embracing the people and the goodness and the love that God was showing her, the people that she has met. She went to a dance class at the one place for the cancer survivors and people going through treatment, and the genuineness of the people who have faced such hard struggles and have been defined and been refined and been renewed. It is just so incredible to hear Josie tell me about them. It is so incredible to hear that all of the things that we put up as important are stripped down, and all of the things that are truly important are placed prominently. It's just a genuine truth. And when you can see that and experience that with another, that's a real connection. I know that not only has she become more holy, the person that she is today, but this journey that has shown her way has also shown her a way to bring her community with her. And I will tell you that seeing these gifts that God has given to Josie, seeing the truth, the power, and the glory in the depth of a struggle has brought me forward into a closer relationship with Jesus. I know I have seen a change and a growth and a deepening in Josie's uncle and her aunt, in her mom, in her dad, in her friend, in her cousin, in so many people in her life. And I know that the glory is God's. Amen. I know that in the past 6 months, I've spent half of my time here at Josie's home. And yet, I lived my life more fully back home than I have in a very long time. How is that possible that I could live more fully when I was only there half the time? Because gaining the fullness and the truth and the preciousness and the genuine realness of what God's love is and can do, I then could take that with me back home. And so seeing everything here at Josie's, taking that with me, that growth, that peace, it made my whole life change. I know they carry a wooden cross with me, and I rubbed it so hard, and I never, it's whatever clothes I have, it's with me, whatever I'm wearing that day. But I know that I did so much, it came apart, and it was glued back together. And I often think about that glue, and that strength, and what holds us together, and that glue of faith and hope and love and peace and the kindness, the small kindnesses that I've seen. I know that God can magnify the smallest kindness into the biggest gift, because when you are open, when you are exposed, when you are vulnerable, when you are wounded, everything is felt so deeply. You know how if you have a cut or something, or you know, there's just that is exposed, and it's open, and it feels deeply. So these small kindnesses by a person in a struggle are felt so deeply. God magnifies them so greatly. Amen. I know that I'm forever changed because I know I'm on a mission. I know that God did not put Joyce and I together twice in 1 month when we had not seen each other in 20 years for no reason. Amen. I know there's a world that's waiting, people that are hurting, communities that are needing, and I know that I understand that God is giving. I want to share with you these scripture, these words, this meaning, this power, this love. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield. In which I take refuge. That's Psalm 144:2. Be still and know that I am God, is Psalm 46:10. And I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. And I will say, that is such a truth to me, that the strength that God gives you will get you through what you are also being given. There is a measure that is measured out to you to get you what you need in this moment, in this day. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's been 6 months on this journey, and it feels like a blink, and it feels like forever. And we come to you today for all those people that are on journeys, and I've heard from them. I have heard of their needs and their hurting and their cries for help. And Lord, just lift each and every one of them up to you this day. They know who they are, but more importantly, you know who they are, Lord. And we bring them to you. We give them with their needs and their hurting and their open wounds that are exposed, and that they would know that comfort and that peace that comes from you, that they would know that you're there and ready and willing to help. If they would just turn to you, Lord, just vulnerably exposed, show their need, that you will fill it. And Lord, I just pray for them, each and every one of them, this day, and bring them to you. For all the gifts and all the miracles that we are given, we give you the glory and the praise that is yours and yours alone. And we do that right now, Lord. We give it to you. Hallelujah. We praise you and we praise your holy name. And we are thankful and we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.